and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And hello.
How are you?
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Just for, you know, some inside baseball stuff real quick. This is take two of this episode, because I just want to say, you know, I forgot. So what happened was we were recording and we paused it for a second. And usually when you go back and you unpause it and everything, and it just, you know, continues to pick up where you left off. Well, turns out I never actually unpaused it properly after we paused it the first time, about like maybe like a couple minutes in. And, you know, here we are.
Yep.
So, you know, we have to redo it. And you know, the whole thing is like, I want these episodes to come out weekly and on time. And, you know, we need to kind of do it. So, so this might feel a little, I don't think it's going to be a little, it won't be feel rushed, but it's just, yeah, we're kind of just going to hustle into it. But that's kind of like the new thing though. You know, we're just getting right into the books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to start talking about things and,
Not as much bullshit up top.
Really. I mean, really only bullshit there is like, we've been watching a lot of X-Men, cartoon
in preparation for
X-Men 97, we've been watching the 92 version. And we may be doing something with that old X-Men cartoon on this very feed.
Possible. Very possible.
We're thinking about it, but I'm quite enjoying it. And yeah. We'll have more to say about it maybe at a future point. So that's very exciting. Hopefully you guys are all been checking us out, you know, since we came back. You know, people are happy that you guys are happy that we're back. Or if you're not, I don't know, let us know. You know, what the hell? Maybe you should ask me what book we're doing this week.
So, Sean, what book are we doing this week?
This week, we are continuing our duology of Justice League of America comic books from 1980. This one in particular is Justice League of America number 175 from February 1980, written by Jerry Conway, art by Dick Dillon and Frank McLaughlin. And this is something we also kind of, the previous one we were trying to kind of decipher this, but dedicated to Roy Thomas.
Yeah.
A man who is not dead.
Yeah, that was really weird. I think what we came to the conclusion of is that maybe he left or he went to work somewhere else.
So what I think what happened was, and I think because at first I was like, Roy Thomas, okay, Roy Thomas is a kid, you know, he's been in comic books for many, many years. He's a very well-known name for like the Silver Age. Yeah, I don't say so much of the Silver Age, but like, modern, you know, age and stuff like that, you know, the 70s and 80s. And, you know, he's still alive. You know, he's in his 80s now, but he's still with us. And so, you know, usually we say dedicated to, you know, so-and-so. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize he'd passed away.
Right. They were dead.
Then he passed away. But no, he lives. And
maybe they just wish he was dead.
No, I don't.
Maybe
think
that's what it was. They were like, "Fuck that guy." And then
maybe we do it. Maybe that'll be the end of Roy Thomas.
He's dead to us.
No. I think it was actually more of a solidarity thing, because I think at the time Roy Thomas was one of the higher ups at Marvel, and there's like a falling out or something, and I think a lot of the creators, you know, the people that, you know, the Jerry Conways and the Dick Dillons and everybody, you know, took his side, you know, are taking his side because he's a, you know, a colleague and everything like that. And eventually he came to work for DC, Roy Thomas did, and he was one of the main editors or something. But yeah, so that's basically the story behind that. So it's good. He's
alive.
Doing well. I'm sure he's living nice. Hopefully he's got a lot of good royalty checks, and hopefully his family, there's generational wealth.
Yeah.
And everything. So we're happy for him. But the story, but the episode, yeah, I said the episode. Oh, sorry, do you have something to say?
Yes, I was going to say, so we'll talk about it, but this book really confused me.
How about describing the cover?
Sure. So on the cover here, we have some sort of purple monster, and he's got like claws and wings and kind of like an elephant tusk, and he's trying to attack this child that's running away, and Red Tornado is coming out of nowhere to try to attack this monster, but his hands are going through its body. And he says, the creature is beyond our control. This boy is doomed. And then in the background, there's Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman kind of crouched, and Superman is looking very concerned.
So they're not helping.
No, they're not helping at all.
They're just watching their, one of their more you know, for all intents and purposes, inconsistent allies.
Fourth string guys.
I mean, well, he's Red Tornado, man. He gets blown up all the fucking time.
Maybe Superman's just contemplating how to kill him.
Yeah, because we do know that he hates androids. He hates robots.
Robots in general. So.
He just wants to, like, he's like, I can't, you know what? I just want to rip his arm off.
Yeah. But yeah, this kid is getting attacked. But this book really confused me to the point where I literally walked into Sean's office and went, are you sure this is the right book?
Right.
Because if we remember from last episode, they said that we were going to get something about Green Lantern
and
the Flash in Siberia.
Right.
And I was like, ooh, neat. Siberia. Guess what doesn't happen in this issue?
Siberia.
That at all. Like, we're not following up on anything that we set up in the last issue. I was confused.
It's confusing because it kind of feels like it's a prequel, but it's, I don't think it is.
No, it's just so random.
Because we kind of, because after this issue, we continue on with stuff that happens in this issue. We don't we're not in Siberia at all, or at least maybe, nope. Or maybe look, maybe they're in the Green Lantern books. Maybe they're in Siberia there, or maybe in Flash. You know, maybe there's something there, but that's not, but they said it would be in this issue.
Right. We don't even get like a panel or two just to be like, and meanwhile in Siberia, and then there's like Flash like frozen in an iceberg or whatever.
Yeah, they're here right now.
Yeah, they're actually here. So we start this out with everybody on the tower.
Well, we got to say, first of all, the episode, I keep saying the episode, the title of this issue.
Oh, yes.
Is But Can an Android Dream?
Yes.
Which I feel like is a send-up of...
Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep.
Yeah, or whatever, yeah. So
mm-hmm.
The Philip K. Dick
yep.
Blade Runner deal. But the roster real quick, because they like to announce the roster on this page. So you got JLA roster of Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Zatanna, Hawkman, Hawkgirl, and Red Tornado.
Flash.
Well, he's not on that list.
He is on that list. He's right there.
Oh, he is. Oh, I didn't write him down.
He's
oh,
right
okay.
there.
Okay. Well, and the Flash.
And the Flash. But he is not... in this picture. No, he is. There he is. He's in this picture. So we start out with like everybody's just like looking kind of off panel, and it's like all of them being like, except Red Tornado being like, you can't be serious. Why are you blaming yourself? And Red Tornado's just like, I quit.
Yeah.
Fuck this. I'm out. Which doesn't make any sense because in the last issue, Red Tornado didn't even participate.
No.
Because he was like gallivanting around New York.
He was in New York having a good time.
His child.
With his orphan child who we're going to talk about shortly.
Yes.
And it's kind of, he's having a very dramatic, like, Red Tornado does the...
He is Eeyore.
He does the Charlie Brown sad walk a lot.
Oh, 100%.
He does that a lot.
He's very Eeyore. He's like, oh, bother. Like, my tail fell off again. Like, he's just always sad.
Yeah. No, he's he is the blue sadness from Inside Out.
Oh, 100%.
Like, it's pretty much that. And but he was having a good time in the previous book.
Yeah.
And for all we know, we should be continuing off of that. But something happened.
That we do not see.
Before or after that previous book. And he is... He's upset, so upset that he has to leave the thing.
Yeah, he's leaving Justice League forever. He's quitting. So
this is the thing that's frustrating, though, because we said we're going to start doing consecutive books so we can tell stories, and they're messing with us right off the bat.
Right off the bat, we are already like, what the fuck is going on?
Right, exactly.
So he leaves, and he goes back down to New York City, and he's like, "Well, I'm here in the city, and I am going to be my human person." Form whatever and like go hang out with people that care about me or whatever.
Well, he's gonna he reverts back into it's John Smith, and he looks like Yul Brynner.
He kind of, but he also looks like Lex Luthor, like the way he's drawn, obviously, because he's a
maybe that's why Superman hates him.
Oh, that's probably why, because he's a bald white guy. So they all look the same in these issues. They all look exactly like Lex,
pretty much.
So he comes down and into Central Park and he lands by these people who are having a picnic. And he tornadoes down and he becomes his human self wearing a trench coat.
Well, they're having a sex picnic.
Yes, but the way that they're drawn, it literally looks like the woman is broken in half and her torso is twisted backwards.
Right.
But then I realize that that's supposed to be the man's torso and hers is going the other way, but it just kind of looks like they've been like melded together like a shunting kind of.
Yeah, this kind of Kind of like
a fly, like in The Fly when you
they went through a trance. Where actually, if her ass is on the front, it's like that scene in Spaceballs where Mel Brooks comes out of the transporter and his ass is in his front.
Yeah, it's exactly
it's
like
exactly
that.
It's exactly that. And he's kind of having this couple is like not even they're kind of no selling it because they just see a random tornado.
Yeah,
like just occur in front of their
face. Well, I don't even think she does because he sees it and he's like, what's going on? And he's like, I just saw a man step out of a tornado. And she's like, shut up. And let's have weird backward pelvis sex.
Yeah.
So I assume they do because he walks off. And so I was confused about this, but I reread this.
Oh, okay.
He is not,
Red Tornado, right?
Yes. So Red Tornado goes to the orphanage.
Yes.
And I thought he was putting this girl in the orphanage. He's picking this girl up from the orphanage because apparently he put her in there earlier. So apparently this is like a child kennel where you can just like drop.
I
don't know.
Because you reread it. Like yes. I'm going off my notes that I read after I read it twice, but so because he's like, hey, I'm going to pick this girl up, but he doesn't want to be her father. But so what's he doing? Is he just coming to get her?
I think so. Because
and just take her somewhere?
So this woman just says, everything's in order, Mr. Smith. You're listed on Tria's papers as her guardian, of course. She'll be down in a moment.
Do you think he has any, like, ID that they're using to actually, like, verify this, you know, in any way?
I mean, I'm sure Batman has, like, a pretty good business making fake IDs for college kids.
Oh, so he probably made it for Red Tornado.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's probably how Bruce Wayne makes his money.
It's just pictures of Red Tornado. It's like Arizona State University, you know?
So she says, why would any man with such a lovely child choose to place her in an orphanage, even one such as ours? He's like, it was not a question of choice. She's precious to me, and I fear I would not have been the parent she deserved. And he's like, you know, obviously all she needs is love. And then she shows up and jumps into his arms. I thought he was like dropping her off and then like deciding against it. But apparently he's picking her up. So apparently, orphanage, child kennel.
Yes. Also, I feel like he kind of is into this because he looks like Daddy Warbucks.
Oh, 100%.
So he's, you know, from Annie. So yeah. He's kind of, and actually it's 1980. You know, 82. So like the Annie movie just came out. You know, Albert Finney just played Daddy Warbucks, you know, in that movie. So we're kind of, you know, into that vibe. I don't know. It's something happening there. But yeah, he picks this girl up.
Maybe the reason she wasn't there is she was off singing like The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow or whatever.
Oh yeah, she's just doing a Broadway play.
Well, that's what happens. You put the kids in the child kennel. They go do some Broadway shows, you know, to keep them occupied. That's how child actors are made.
Is this like Oakwoods East?
Yes. Yes.
The Oakwoods complex?
Yes. The Oakwoods are technically a kennel for children.
Kind of, yes. Kind of.
So they reunite. It's very cute.
Real quick, too. I wanted to point out, he starts crying in this.
Yes, he does. And it's very, very important for us to notice that he actually does have tears rolling down his face.
Or tears, you can put tears.
Right there.
There's some sort of
liquid
to condensation.
He's leaking,
or he's tearing up, like, you know, you tears and question marks, or yes. Quotation marks.
Yes.
So now we jump to
Arkham. Yes, we're at Arkham,
which is also Arkham. So this is something that we talked about, and this is something that I still doesn't make any sense. That they say something about Arkham being upstate New York.
Yes. Elsewhere in the state of New York is Arkham.
Because we're assuming that because Red Tornado's in New York City.
Yes, he is.
But
Gotham.
You know, Gotham that we've kind of geographically, and according to Young Justice.
Yep, it's in Rhode Island.
It's somewhere within, you know, the Rhode Island area, somewhere between, you know, in the New York and, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
It's just in Rhode Island.
It's just Rhode Island.
So it's like this actually makes a case for why Ben Affleck was a good Batman. Because Batman driving around, drinking his dunks.
I wonder if he
fucking watching the Sox.
I wonder if that was a part of his pitch where he was like, they're like, you think Ben Affleck would play Batman? He's like, well, you know, technically Batman's from Boston.
He's from Rhode Island. They're close enough.
He likes the Sox. He likes dunks. You know, I know this for a fact because I watched Young Justice, Ben Affleck.
It's Fade Out. Hosted by film fanatic Rob Kelly and a roster of special guests, Fade Out will examine the final films of Hollywood's brightest lights, part of the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
So, but for some reason, I mean, I'm assuming Arkham just moves around. It transports. So in this cell is Dr. Destiny. And Dr. Destiny is just kind of sitting there, and he's wearing a cloak. And he has a skull face. No skin, zero muscles, zero eyeballs. He has a skull face.
Well, so, okay, and then so go ahead and maybe talk about what these security guards are mentioning.
So security guards are like, yeah, he's weird looking. They say he looks like that because he can't dream. Something to do with a materiopication?
Yes. Whatever. It's weird.
That affects the mind. So apparently, if you stop dreaming, your skin falls off.
Materiopticon. Yes.
Which apparently affects your mind. So if that happens to you, your skin falls off.
That's the thing, though. It's like, they say he looks like that, but I'm like, did they even attempt
to think that? He's literally a skull.
But I mean, is he just wearing a skull mask?
I think he's actually a skull. I think he's like a Skeletor.
Yeah, but Skeletor didn't look like that because he couldn't dream. He got like magic into that.
We don't know.
But, I mean, look, I don't know enough about Dr. Density.
Density
because he's again one of those many though that thing in you know comic books and fantasy novels where you have a skeleton that has so much muscle on him because he's also yes. You know he's a superhero guy.
He's a
super
ripped guy. Skeleton.
So he's just ripped and you know and everything, but. But it's not really him, as we find out.
Right. Because so he's sitting there and they're like, yeah, man, he doesn't say anything. He doesn't move. He doesn't eat. And his therapist, like, even stopped coming to see him. But we see that what the guards are looking at is actually an illusion. His therapist is trapped behind this illusion of Dr. Destiny. And no matter what he does, nobody can see or hear him.
Yeah, this is like Black Mirror shit.
Which is, yeah, that's fucking terrifying.
It is pretty terrifying.
I assume this man will eventually die.
Yeah, I wonder. Actually, I should probably look up and see what actually happens to this guy.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine that if he does get, you know, somehow separated, you know, restored to his normal self, that he is not going to be able to function very well.
I mean, I can't imagine because he says he's already losing his mind because he's trying to get people to talk to him and they won't.
And save for maybe Zatanna doing something to his head because, you know, that's the thing she does. But I don't know. I mean, I feel bad. You know, this guy is not in a good place.
No.
That, but also it's because, you know, so Dr. Destiny, you know, the fake Dr. Destiny is in jail in Arkham. But the real Dr. Destiny is performing sleep demon studies on hobos.
Yes.
The ones that drink the most.
He specifically picks the ones that drink the most that have the most bug-related nightmares. For purposes we will see later.
He says he goes by Skid Row, and I'm like, did he drive by a bunch and just kind of saw one with somebody with like a bunch of Zima bottles? He's like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, maybe he was just like, he like stopped them. And he's like, who drinks the most? And I don't know. They're all like Billy, and so it was Billy.
Okay, I got a breathalyzer here. I'm a walking skull.
Could you blue? Yeah,
I'm a muscular skull man with a breathalyzer who wants
a cape.
Who wants money?
Please blow into this breathalyzer. So,
with a cape, yes, that's right.
So he's like, I'm, you know, basically using this satellite-looking thing to, like, make it so you believe your dreams are, your nightmares are
real
in when you're awake.
But for some reason, the only dreams that people apparently have
are of bugs.
Are of, like, ants and fucking... Yeah. Spiditers.
Yes. Yeah. So we are on bugs. Book two of bugs. So this guy, it's very strange.
It's strange.
So he tries to kill Dr. Destiny, understandably. And he's like, nope. So I'm going to make shit worse. And so he like gives him more ants.
More ants.
So then we go back to Red Tornado, who's like walking down the street because he's like trying to find that lady that he used to work for who ran the temp agency.
So keep in mind, he worked for this woman.
What's her name again?
It's Kathy.
Kathy.
Kathy Sutton. He worked for, and Red Tornado's like first experience as a human.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, well, I am Red Tornado, but I am now John Smith also, and I should probably find work. I should probably, if I want to live like a human, I should work like a human. So he somehow sought out this temp agency, and he meets this woman, and she is so enamored with him that she decides to date him for like a week, and then he just ghosts her because he's Red Tornado.
Right.
So
and
here we are.
It is important that we point out that she runs a temp agency called New York Job Opportunities, Inc. And in doing so, she owns this swank apartment.
I mean,
this thing.
It's like Catwoman's apartment in Harley Quinn.
And like, it's also like Don Draper's apartment. When he breaks up with Betty, or when he gets a divorce and goes and lives in New York, because it has a sunken couch.
That's right. It's the 80s, the 70s. Yeah, we're in 1980s, so we're still rocking the sunken
couch that have been there since
conversation area.
Yeah, couch. Those like little sunken couches that you walk downstairs.
Roger Sterling is out there.
He does. This is literally like that kind of place.
Yeah, but she runs that, and so. But here's the thing: so now you got this man who you haven't seen in months. You went out with for a week, and you just went to like dinners and walked around with him. I don't think they fucked or anything like that.
I mean. Does he have a dick?
Well, he's like probably like Data, you know, in Star Trek. He's fully functional. That's all you need to know.
But he turns into Red Tornado.
He probably has some sort of package. Like because probably the parts are there, but he switches into whatever. I don't know. I mean, he's an android.
Is it like a drop thing where it's like the compartment opens and they fall out? Like what happened?
Huh. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he's got
got a little compartment. It's like
the testes. He's got synthetic testes. And
oh man, and a penis. I mean, like seriously.
Aren't you glad we're back?
Oh, I know. Didn't you miss this? So anyway, he shows up at this woman's door with this kid, and he's like,
with a child nonetheless.
Hello, it's me. And she's like,
a child that's not even his.
Oh yeah, just a kid. He, by the way, just like randomly took from a war zone.
Yes.
Yeah, he was just like, oh, I guess your parents are dead. I'm not going to see if you have any living relatives. Fuck it. I'm taking you from your country and you're living with me.
It was before kids were important, man.
1980,
baby. You could just grab a kid. That's why it was so dangerous, man.
Well, that's why we see so many unsolved mysteries where it was just like,
fuck yeah.
There's so many children, like families of 11 children, just like scattered to the wind.
Yeah, right.
And then people are like, I'm looking for my daughter. And it's like, she died in an explosion.
Dude, all we had back then were milk cartons, man.
That's it.
They didn't have anything else to tell. You didn't have Robert Stack be like, update. He was doing airplane at this time, man. He wasn't wearing a trench coat.
Not yet.
He was flying planes, making jokes. He wasn't like, oh, update. This milk carton, Red Tornado's.
Little weird child.
If you see this man, this tornado man, please call.
So they're like, yay, I'm here. And she's like, where did you go? And he's like, well, let me explain. Look at me, I'm an android. And he turns into Red Tornado.
And she's not like, holy shit, what the fuck? This is fucked.
Yeah.
She's like, I love you.
And the kid is also like, I love him. And they like look at each other like they know each other. And they're like, yeah, we love this guy. I'm like, you just met.
You barely know
you
this.
Barely you know barely know this
He's not
man.
Even a man. He's a robot.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, we're all in love. Isn't that great? So then we cut to the tower.
The watchtower.
Thank you. I'm like, the thing. So they're all there, and like Zatanna and Hot Girl and Wonder Woman are basically like sparring.
Yeah.
And they're like, Zatanna, you're doing really great. And she's like, yay.
I say things backwards and things happen.
And Green Lantern is sitting there because he's on monitor duty. And this is where we find out that it's Halloween.
Well, first of all, I want to ask a question here. I thought that monitor duty was really, only for people, for the heroes that everybody else was gone.
No, I think there's always monitor duty because even in the Justice League cartoon, they talk about like it's Christmas and it's like Batman begged for monitor duty.
Yeah, but he's
duty.
The only one that's there because everybody else is doing something.
I think even if there's people on the ship or the
station. I'm not talking about like the workers. I'm talking like
the
superheroes.
I mean, even if they're, because it's kind of like somebody has to be on duty watching stuff. So like somebody can go spar or, I don't know, sleep or eat or do whatever the hell else they have to do. And somebody's has a shift where they just watch all these monitors.
Right.
And this is where we find out it's Halloween. Because look, there's jack-o'-lantern.
There's a parade with a giant inflatable Macy's pumpkin.
Yes. And Green Lantern is thinking,
I love it so much.
This is boring. I wish I hadn't pulled monitor duty tonight. That Halloween parade in New York's Greenwich Village looks like fun.
Well, because it's fucking, it's It's a giant. Look, there's a giant inflatable skeleton on the streets in Greenwich Village. There's not a lot of room. There's not a big street there.
I assume.
You know, it's not on Broadway.
Yes, but even though this February comic, apparently, it is Halloween.
Oh, okay.
So
I look at this thing, it's nowhere near any holiday.
No, they're just like, fucking, like, it's Halloween.
He's just like,
unless this was supposed to come out at Halloween and they moved.
Well, look, the dates on the comics don't correspond necessarily when they come out.
They don't mean anything, yeah.
It's a big...
Well, I mean, it does, but it could have been this story just got postponed or something.
That's true.
Because it got, like, stuck.
Yeah, fuck
it. Or they wanted to put something else.
It's too late to change the pumpkin.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Maybe change it to a heart because it's coming out in February. Yeah, fuck it.
Because it's also one of those things is if the Halloween wasn't in here, it's kind of like evergreen. Just throw it whenever.
Yeah, it's just, you know what? It's a celebration of New York.
Yeah. So
it's a big hot dog and Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
He's also looking at a giant woman. It kind of looks like he's looking at, like, for some reason, camera angle, like the camera's on the ground. So he starts filming from the ground.
I'm really confused as to where the placement of these cameras are for the monitors, because this. Maybe she's, because I think it's a majorette. Like,
yeah, it's a majorette just walking, but it looks like she's like gigantic.
Band, but she looks so much bigger than the rest of the band.
So that makes me think. So if the cameras, because these are JLA cameras, so somebody's putting these cameras on
on the ground,
kind of being a creep.
I mean, I'm assuming that was Superman.
I blame Superman. I blame him for everything.
I mean, I'm assuming he's kind of a creep, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing. Like, I mean, this thing, these are not efficient spaces for spots for cameras.
No, it's just, it's very strange.
Because you're John Watchtower duty, trying to watch
everything.
Everything, like, and you're just focusing on the street on New York in Greenwich Village.
Well, I'm sure that there's other monitors showing other places, but like. You would assume that you would want a more wide shot. You wouldn't just want to be, like, watching crotches of people who are walking down the street. I'm not sure if that would really help alert you to crime. But you're kind of committing one.
Clark, can we stop watching the crotch cams?
No. Love crotch cam.
Look, it's a bird. It's a plane. It's a giant crotch.
He's like, I got kicked out of high school for this. So
that's how Lex Luthor lost his hair. There was a giant crotch explosion.
So I moved to New York, and I just set up more crotch cams.
I put cameras in my toilet.
So at this parade, Red Tornado and Kathy and this kid, they're like enjoying it. And it's like, wow, everything's great. We love each other. And he's like, but I'm a machine. Oh, woe is me. And she's like, but you love, you're human. He's like, no. I cannot cry or whatever.
He literally cried, though.
He literally.
Also, too, I mean, he's so sad. But, like, dude, you've somehow recruited a family within a fucking hour.
Like 20 minutes. You just got back to New York.
You grabbed a kid out of an orphanage. You went up to a woman you barely know. And now you have a family.
Yeah, now you're having a nice little walk down New York City.
It is the most wholesome shit. I don't know. It's just, it's impressive. And he's so sad about it.
I know. And he's like, oh, maybe I'm not. But then as he's, you know, woe is me-ing, bugs show up. Big giant bugs, which, if you remember correctly, last issue, we had big giant bugs.
In New York.
They were mixed in with the big giant. They were mixed in with the big giant rats, but there were big giant bugs.
Yeah, no, it didn't make sense. We didn't quite understand that. But yeah, that's.
Yeah. So everybody's like, oh my God, it's bugs. What's going on? And this kid all of a sudden is just like, you know, you can do it, basically. Because he's like, they kind of affect him, but they really don't. And now he's like fighting a hologram of himself. Yeah, and all of a sudden this kid has like a monologue.
Because basically all the humans out there, you know, all these human people on the street can see these bugs. And Red Tornado is like, I can't because I'm an android.
Yeah.
And I don't dream.
Nope.
But I still see an illusion of myself that wants to fight me.
Yeah.
And then there's this little girl who isn't seeing it because she has some sort of star, like some sort of space treatment that happened in a previous issue.
Yeah. He says, your mind is protected from the experience because you spent time in the star sphere in the Middle East. And that's before he abducted her, apparently.
That is some of the most, if you're reading that out of context, which we are.
Yeah.
It is insane.
It's absolutely is. You're like, what are you talking
because
about?
Because it does tell you, he's like, oh, go look at this issue. But I'm like, but what if I'm brand new to comic books? I'm just like, you're just like, some little girl can't see dream demons because she was in a star?
Sphere? Yeah. I don't know. So he's like, you know, I'm a machine. I can't dream. I cannot feel. I cannot cry. Even though he cried earlier.
Literally cried.
And she's like, you must fight for Kathy and me. And so he does. And basically what happens is he just like flies up to a roof and he goes, oh, wait, look, there's a satellite there. I will break it.
Yep.
Dr. Destiny's not there. It's just his little toy.
He brought a boombox for dream demons.
Yeah. And so he breaks it. And that's the end.
And then the rest of the Justice League show up.
And they're like, oh, and then he's like, guess what? I'm a member of the Justice League again. And everybody's like,
cool.
I
like this. Like they came down, like just like come down and just like, you didn't even need our help.
Yep. That's it.
And does it say what's that coming up next?
Yes. Next issue, The Dream Factories of Dr. Destiny.
Okay. So yeah, we're continuing on with this Dr. Destiny stuff. We're not even touching upon what the hell happened in Siberia.
No. And here's the other thing. So this says February, right? On the cover, it says February.
This does.
Next issue, The Dream Factories of Dr. Destiny, tiny little box, on sale during the first week in December.
So this technically would have came out in November, I guess?
I mean, I think that was probably the original idea, and they just didn't change it, because this obviously says February.
No, clearly. I mean, well, I know what I'm saying, but I think, I don't know, it's
I don't know.
It's how, yeah, I know that somebody can correct us on this, like, that's not a... It's not an uncommon thing.
Oh, I'm sure it's not. And like I said, maybe they pulled this one, you know, pushed it back because they wanted to do something else, blah, 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 blah. That sort of stuff, I'm sure, happened all the time. It's right. Just, it's very strange to look at a February book that has Halloween in it and find out that the next issue is supposed to be coming out in December of last year.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Doesn't make sense.
No.
But that's going to actually do it for this episode, which is... In record time, I feel like we've barely reached 45 minutes. We're just over a half hour.
And I believe this is the last issue of our little run here.
Correct. And I haven't decided what we're going to do next time. It'll probably be some sort of Marvel thing.
Sure.
Maybe a Marvel 2-in-1, you know, or maybe who knows? I mean, I got a lot of Alpha Flights, you know, that are consecutive. You know, you got to be there for that, you know.
Oh, man. All the Alpha Flights.
It's so much Alpha Flight. But,
I mean, they showed up in the X-Men.
They did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're there. They're there. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to, maybe they'll show up in this new one. Who knows? You know, maybe they'll show up and be like, hey, welcome to Canada. Hey, here's some Timbits. Wolverine just walk around with Timbits on his claws.
He should.
He should actually. Like, I love these Timbits.
I had forgotten how cranky Wolverine is.
He's cranky, but he's also.
No, he's great.
He's one of the most, he just has the best lines.
He does.
And it's like, I mean, yeah, obviously he's insanely popular. You know, he's Wolverine. I mean, come on. But, you know, he's just very much, you know, just such the star of that show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's so many other things we could keep talking about.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. But
anyways, so let's go ahead and wrap this up. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find me on Twitter or X or whatever. Instagram at Angry Hero Sean.
I'm on whatever social media you're looking at Jen Stansfield.
I'm on Blue Sky as well. Am I Angry Hero Sean on there too?
I think you are.
Maybe I am. Yeah. You can find me on Threads.
That's the thing. That's why I'm like, anything you can think of, I'm probably there under my name.
And of course we have the Facebook page, you know, Worst Collection Ever. You can find us there.
We have Gmail.
And the Gmail, worstcollectionever@gmail.com. Please email us and please definitely rate, review, subscribe to the podcast wherever you get the show. We are up on Spotify.
YouTube.
We'll go mention YouTube in a second here, but we got on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher isn't a thing anymore, so I can't talk about that.
Oh, RIPD.
But, you know, I mean, there's all, I mean, wherever you get your podcast, you can. But also, yes, YouTube now has it where you can upload your RSS feed. And if you go to AngryHero79, which is my YouTube channel, all of our podcasts, the majority of them are now live. On there, and you can just go ahead and just listen to them. There's no, you know,
Video of us,
no or video or anything like that. But if you want, you because it's this thing because apparently a lot of people really seek out YouTube, you know, podcasts for YouTube and stuff like that. It's a big thing, and you know, we're a part of that. So I want you guys to do that, and you'll send us comments, write us comments, man. You know, check out the other videos too on my channel too. I do action figures and stuff like that. I just
yeah. Yeah.
I think that is it. So, once again, folks, thanks for you. I keep forgetting our clothes. It's been that long. thanks for listening, and we'll catch you again next time.
Bye.